You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, October 6th, 10 a.m. Old Cascades, near Cougar Reservoir. Each new step across the uneven, moss-covered forest floor must be carefully considered, as the way forward is concealed beneath a dense, knee-high veneer of wispy shoots from shade-loving Oregon grape and salal. The surrounding evergreen forest is near maturity. Its closed canopy allows little penetration of sunlight, even on this brilliant, cloudless early autumn morning. A few giant stumps have shoulder-high notches carved into their decaying, mossy remains, offering evidence that this forest has regenerated from an earlier assault during the era of crosscut saws. All is quiet, except for my crunching footsteps and the occasional growling call of a passing crow or the high-pitched scolding of an anxious winter wren. The air is warm and still. Drenching rains over the last few weeks have left the ground moist and supple. Conditions are perfect for finding mushrooms, which is why I've come here. I know from experience that golden chanterelles are abundant in these low-elevation Cascade rainforests. Chanterelles are delicious. They have a delicate texture and flavor, along with a mild apricot aroma. Their vase-like shape, bright golden color, and blunted ridges in place of knife-like gills make chanterelles distinctive and easily recognized. Despite their garish appearance, they are surprisingly difficult to distinguish from newly fallen leaves as they pierce through the mossy forest carpet. Mushroom gathering is a marginal activity in our culture. In Asia and Europe, particularly in the Slavic countries, it is much more mainstream, flowing from ancient traditions. Because the season coincides with the farm harvest, mushrooming has been an activity for the very old, the very young, and women. For this reason, it is common for the family mushroom expertise to rest in the hands of a grandmother who passes it down to a daughter or a granddaughter. Chanterelles, like most other mushrooms, are the spore-producing fruiting bodies of extensive underground mats consisting of miles of single-celled strands that weave their way throughout the soil. They send water, minerals, and chemical messages to surrounding tree roots in exchange for nutrients produced from photosynthesis. Forestry scientists are discovering that the entire forest is truly connected in remarkable ways. Some refer to these fungal connections as nature's internet. As I search, there are many other bizarre and colorful fungal distractions. A fluorescent, powdery orange lobster mushroom could almost be mistaken for a chanterelle. It is actually the product of one fungus parasitizing the mushroom of another species. Clusters of delicately patterned tan puffballs with nipple-shaped protrusions arise from bare soil. Translucent, silvery-toothed jelly fungi lie embedded in golden-green moss. As I search, there is unexpected movement near my feet. A tiny, glistening Pacific chorus frog is frantically swimming through the damp moss to escape my lumbering footsteps. Emotionless eyes stare back as it waits in stillness for me to pass. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.